terror groups, which could lead to a regional war. In addition to that, not speaking of outright war, but the condition, the attitude of the minds and hearts of the world toward Israel. From Ynet News, just when the vision or delusion of Europe's unity is facing a grave reality test concerning its economics, it's amazing to see how one issue manages to unite the failing, disintegrating European bureaucracy. It's their grudge toward Israel. Even the Euro crisis, which threatens to sink European unity into a new nationalistic storm, cannot seem to ease the inherent hostility of the European apparatus located in Brussels to the Jewish state. By now, it looks like a sick obsession that blinds the patient's eyes and prevents him even from seeing his own problems. It's an absurd situation that has been created whereby the European Union, which cannot manage its own affairs efficiently, is working with great determination to try to decide for Israel how it should behave. Anti-Semitism is rising dramatically. In another report, all over Europe, anti-Semitism is on the rise. Anyone who supposedly defends Jews in Israel has been labeled as a racist and hater, when in fact it's completely the other way around. Norway is now considered one of the worst anti-Semitic places in the world. Who would have ever believed it? And Sweden. Some of my heritage, 50% of it comes from Sweden. It's mind-boggling. But this is exactly what God said was going to happen. The prophets told us that the whole world will rise up against Israel. And God, who has said that Israel is the apple of his eye and calls them back to the land prophesied and promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is going to watch over that and seek to destroy those nations that come against Israel in Jerusalem. So pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Make sure you get a copy of The Secret of the Lord and also The Seduction of the Saints. Go to our website, saveus.org, write to us, call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint, Challenging Times. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem again and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Do it by faith and do it today.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, which is dedicated to educating you about our Constitution. And this afternoon we did a program. A gentleman called in and he was just sort of complaining about the way things were going and all the tax breaks for the rich and how we really needed, of course, to clean up a lot of the benefits that are going to the rich and provide more money for the poor and the aged and provide health care for the people, because that's what the function of government is, which is to provide for the people. And I thought to myself, you know, this gentleman doesn't understand America. A government that can provide for the whatever the people need has to be able to take whatever people have. The function of our government was to limit the power of government so people could be free and they could look after themselves. You say, well, you don't care about the elderly, you don't care about the poor. Well, first of all, the Social Security system is bankrupt, and the young people paying into it today are not going to get anything out. Secondly, if there are people who do need to be helped, and there always have been, they should be taken care of at the state or the local level or by church level, because the federal government doesn't have enough money to provide all the things it's promised. Right now, Social Security is costing about $650 billion a year. Medicare is costing about $700 billion a year. Certainly, welfare benefits are another almost $150 billion a year. That's about $2 trillion that, of course, is it takes to cover for the health and the education and the welfare benefits. It doesn't leave any for the military, because we're only taking in about $2.1 trillion a year at the present time. And so basically, if we raise the taxes, we crash the economy. If we don't cut back on spending, of course, we simply destroy the economy. And it is because we're doing things that government was never intended to do that we're in the mess we are today. The function of the federal government is to protect us from foreign invasion and have do with affairs between the states. The function of our federal government was never to provide for the people. And when the government can do that, remember, a government that can provide whatever you need must also be able to take everything you have. And with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney, you pick up and try to explain to people why the founding fathers of America limited the power of the central government and the relationship between limited government and liberty. Good to have you with us, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you. And if indeed our founders wisely saw that if you allow the central government, and they actually called it central rather than federal because they recognized the state government were what was closest to the people, so the state government, but the federal government or the central government, you must never allow them to have all power. You want to divide the powers between the state government so that the state governments have more power actually than the federal government, and they can keep the federal government in check. The design of our founders was very wise, that they understood that the competition, which there always would be between the states, competition for citizens, competition for business, competition in many ways, that competition is going to keep the state vying for against one another to provide the best deal they could to the citizens. But if all power is centralized in Washington, D.C., nobody is going to have any competition. It will be a monopoly of one government over everyone.
If this is the road to fascism, ladies and gentlemen, the road we're on today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of bone and joint enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This I have Dr. Stan. Our guest is, of course, David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. David, are you on a regular hard line?
Yes, I am. And I'm sorry, it sounds like there's a bit of a buzz on this line.
Okay, fine. Well, it sounds like a little weak, but go right ahead. Just speak up as loud as you can.
Okay.
And so David is pointing out that Section 8 of Article 1 delineates 18 things that the federal government can do. Then I guess you get to Section 9, and it stipulates these are the things that the federal government cannot do. And one of the first one dealt with slavery. And what did it say about slavery?
Until the year 1808, they could not forbid the slave trade. Actually, it says nothing about ending slavery as an institution itself. It just says that they could not forbid the slave trade, which actually was the worst part of slavery importation. Africa and the slave ships and all of that horror, they could not end it. And the reason why our founders decided to stipulate that for 20 years slave trade could continue, they recognized that slavery was a dying institution. It was becoming economically unfeasible. For example, I was mentioning that George Washington, when he retired from the presidency and returned to Mount Vernon, you know, you visit there and it's a beautiful plantation, they tell you, oh, there's 300 slaves and so forth. So on, and they talk about the condition of the slaves. But what they often don't mention is that when he returned to Mount Vernon, of the 300 slaves that were there, only 100 of them were working. That is, he had to support 200 slaves that were in a welfare condition, either because of old age or sickness or what have you. There was only 100 working slaves. And that's economically unfeasible if you've got to pay for 200 slaves who are not producing anything. You've got to feed them and clothe them and house them. And you've only got 100 slaves that have to produce to supply the needs of all of us. That's an economically untenable situation. Our founders recognized that at the point in time that they crafted our Constitution, slavery was a dying institution, and they saw that the best way to end slavery was allow it to die naturally. And they saw this happening in other places around the world where slavery becomes economically unviable as well. And the easiest way to end this wasn't just to force all slave owners to immediately liberate their slaves. First of all, the slaves wouldn't have any job. They wouldn't have a place to go. They wouldn't have anything. And they'd be in a terrible, terrible strait. So it was better to let it die slowly. And in the process, these slaves become emancipated. As the owners chose to recognize, hey, we can't afford to keep these slaves.
Well, now, didn't George Washington liberate all of his slaves when he died?
Yes, he did.
All right, so I think that's really the important thing, is that George Washington liberated all of his slaves upon his death. And then, of course, we don't know what happened to the slaves, what would happen to the older ones, certainly, what would happen to the very young ones. But, of course, George Washington did not believe in slavery. They knew it was wrong. What nobody ever talks about today is there is slavery today. Our good friends in Saudi Arabia practice slavery. Why don't we read about that? night after night after night in the New York Times. Why? Because the people who run the New York Times are also very close to the Saudis. They're part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, which supports a number of nations throughout the world that embrace slavery today. But we never mention that. Go right ahead.
And so that's the first item on the list of Article 1, Section 9, that federal government cannot do. The second is very, very important. It is the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when the, in case of rebellion or invasion or public safety may require it. So in other words, time of war. First of all, notice that this is in Article 1. That is, it's in the legislative branch purview. If the writ of habeas corpus is going to be suspended, it can only be suspended by the legislature, not by the president. Now, our 16th president violated this very clearly in that war, and as today, W. Bush has violated this, as well as Barack Obama. Both of them have said they can suspend the writ of habeas corpus. Now, let's back up for a moment, because that may not be a familiar phrase, that Latin phrase, writ of habeas corpus. Basically, this is a legal tool that is available to every citizen, that if the government arrests you and puts you in prison, the writ of habeas corpus says we demand that you show what charges are listed against the prisoner. That is, the government must say that we believe you have violated this specific law, and we're going to put you on trial for having violated this law to determine your guilt or your innocence. The writ of habeas corpus protects you from becoming a political prisoner. That is, the government just doesn't like your opinion, wrote something in the paper, or you said something on the radio, and they decided, oh, you were a danger to their political power, and therefore they're just going to throw you in prison. Throw away the key, never put you on trial, never charge you with having committed any crime, because you haven't committed a crime, you've just expressed your opinion. And kings throughout the history of England did this repeatedly, and the people fought back repeatedly, and finally, in the 16th to 17th century, they established this principle in English law that the writ of habeas corpus was a sacred right that could not be violated. It wasn't the first time this has been put down in English common law. It's been put down in the Magna Carta, but then kings violated it, as kings will again and again tyrannize the people. And if someone objects to their policy and criticizes their actions, tyrants do what tyrants do. They arrest them. They put them in prison to shut them up and to stop them from speaking against the administration of the government. And so this is a very, very important right that we have, and when it is violated, it means the government has determined that it's going to suppress anyone who objects to their policy. So it should be a great concern to all Americans today that George Bush, with the Military Commissions Act, Barack Obama not having rescinded that, but added to that with things like the National Defense Authorization Act, even gone further than suspending the writ of habeas corpus, saying that not only can they arrest you and imprison you, they can indefinitely detain you, that is, for the rest of your life. In fact, they say in the NDAA, they can torture you as an American citizen, no charges brought against you, no trial before any tribunal, any court system whatsoever. They can torture you. They can take you to a foreign country and put you in some foreign prison for the rest of your life, where you'll rot away as an American citizen. This is what Barack Obama has done with the National Defense Authorization Act. Of course, we shouldn't just blame him. It was passed by the House, and it was passed by the Senate. My wretched senators, both of them, and my wretched congressmen all voted for the National Defense Authorization Act.
But, of course, this was sold to the members of Congress and the Senate and the American people. It was all part of this effort to defend us against terrorism. We had to give the government certainly this power to protect us from terrorism. And we need to note that this whole war on terrorism is phony. Today, we have almost 600,000 military personnel in Afghanistan. That's 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops and troops in training to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Does that make sense? Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier who was a prisoner of the Al-Qaeda. Does that make sense? Well, we have all sorts of rules and regulations, and we have to go through all these things at the airport, you know, and be x-rayed and be searched. And of course, they spend $40 billion every year on the Office of Homeland Security. And yet we don't have any terrorist attacks in America. It's not because we're being protected by the government. Any terrorist could come across the southern border with a knapsack full of explosives and go into a mall or a football or basketball game. Why don't they do this? Because it's all contrived by the government to give us the perception that we're involved in a war on terrorism to justify suspension of habeas corpus, expand the power of the government, and justify both not only torture, but of course execution. There's instances where they've actually killed, at least on one instance, a 16-year-old American citizen who was over in Yemen. He was never challenged or accused of being a terrorist. He was simply looking for his father. That's murder, and there's no statute of limitations on murder, Mr. Obama. Go right ahead.
And the tragic thing is most Americans have bought the lie that, oh, this war on terror is a justification. Yes, we need all. No, we don't. In fact, when you have your government doing what our government is doing with no trial, executing someone, that, as you say, is murder because they have violated not only our Constitution, violated the laws of nature and nature's justice. That's the second protection on the list that says Congress cannot suspend the writ of habeas corpus. And if they do, it must be in times of dire emergency, times of war. And this phony war on terror does not qualify. The third item on the list that's prohibited from Congress doing is passing a bill of attainder. That, again, is one of those phrases that usually most people are not familiar with. A bill of attainder is basically a legislative finding of guilt. It is the legislative branch functioning as if it were a court. That is, they bring in evidence, they bring in witnesses, and they pretend that they are a court. However, there really isn't an official jury. It is the functionaries of the House of Representatives or Senate that are functioning as judge, jury, and executioner. And our system says, no, we need to separate the function of those who make law, the legislative branch, from those who determine guilt or innocence, the judicial branch, and we want to even separate that from those who execute, that is, those who punish those who are found guilty, the executive branch. These three functions need to be forever separate from one another, and so a bill of attainder would be a violation of that separation of powers. There's a violation between the legislative and the judicial branches of our government.
All right, David, you speak up just as loud as you can. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney as we evaluate what Section 9 of Article 1 of the Constitution says.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, David is simply going to Section 9 of Article 1 of the Constitution, all those things that the federal government will not do. They will not pass an ex post facto law. They will not have a direct capitation tax on the individual. In other words, they will not have a tax on the heads of individuals. There will be no direct tax on individual American citizens. The federal government was able to finance itself with a tariff and excise taxes. And certainly that existed up until 1913, when we first got the Internal Revenue Service. And basically, people don't understand that our founding fathers did not want the federal government to be able to have anything to do with the individual. They did not want them to be able to see how much you were earning, to have a file on you, which we have with the IRS. They realized, of course, if the federal government could tax the individual, the federal government would be able to control the individual, would be able to watch the individual. And so they specifically stipulated there would be no capitation tax. Now, the IRS certainly is a fascist organization. It monitors all of us. It has records on all of us. It watches us. It certainly opens our mail. It violates all sorts of its own laws and regulations. And yet, who do you report it to when they violate their own laws? Let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that Ron Paul wanted to do away with the IRS. He wanted to do away with the income tax. Why was that never brought out by his campaign? Why, when you go to the Ron Paul website today, ronpaul212.com, what they have there is a very nice section on the cookbook that Mrs. Paul has put together, but they do not lay out Ron Paul's campaign, basically his platform. that I would like to suggest, because they infiltrated Ron Paul's campaign as they've infiltrated everybody's campaign and the conservative and liberal organizations across America. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you. And when we understand that, people are a little confused. Like, wait a minute, they can't do that direct taxation. How did they get around that? Well, before we look at that, let's look at what the language here means if they did have to do a direct tax. Those times of war when the tariff was not sufficient to meet the needs to fight the war. Well, a direct tax could only be by, as it says here, the exact language, in proportion to the census or enumeration before herein direct to be taken. So the federal government could not tax you directly as an individual. It would send a tax bill to the state as a whole, depending on the population of your state as determined by the census every 10 years, so the tax bill would be apportioned to that state. For example, if we pick the state of Illinois and say 10 million people there, I don't know if that's exactly the number or not, let's just say that's the number, and in Maryland our population is about 5 million, it would mean that Illinois would receive a tax bill from the federal government twice the size of that received by the state of Maryland, because they had twice the population, according to the census, than Maryland did. Now, both states would determine on their own, through their own legislative process, how that tax was going to be raised. So instead of having a central bureaucracy of the federal government directly taxing the people, it would be each state would choose how it was going to tax its own people. It might do a sales tax, or it might do an income tax or some other type of tax that they would choose by which to raise the funds in order to pay their portion of the federal tax bill. Very important difference there, because you have absolutely no ability to affect what the IRS does through your congressman. Oh, you can go complain to your congressman all you want. You're not going to change anything happening at the IRS, but you can have a very, very powerful and direct influence in your state legislature if your state has its own taxing system that's determined by your state legislator. You talk to your legislator, he represents a much smaller number than your state, your federal congressman or federal senator, and you can have an influence on him. You can raise up a bunch of your neighbors and friends in your representative district on the state level, and you can tell them, look, we're going to fire you when election time comes around because we don't like what you're doing in how you are taxing us. The people would have a say in how they were taxed.
In fact, originally we had the indirect election of senators, where the senators were elected by the state legislature. And, of course, if the senators in Washington, D.C. were voting for a lot of expenditures and the state didn't want to have to raise the money to cover them, they would simply get rid of their senator and send somebody to Washington, D.C. who would be willing to restrict the power of the central government. The purpose of the direct election of senators was to allow massive expansion of the power of the central government, and to mean that you'd have senators who could be bought and purchased by people of great wealth.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They are dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Stan and Chris, David was simply pointing out that the average American doesn't like the IRS. I would suggest that probably 90 to 95% of the American people oppose the federal income tax, but they don't know what to do about it. Well, we had a candidate, his name was Ron Paul. Ron Paul wanted to do away with the IRS. He wanted to do away with the income tax. But you know, the most amazing thing, the people who controlled Ron Paul's campaign never brought that fact out. In fact, you can go to Ron Paul's website, ronpaul2012.com, and you won't even find his platform there. You'll find a section on Ron Paul's wife's cookbook, but nothing about the platform and the fact that Ron Paul wanted to do away with the income tax, which would have been popular with both Democrats and Republicans and independents. Why, of course, didn't they stress this? Because Ron Paul's campaign was thoroughly infiltrated by people from the Brotherhood of Darkness who wanted you to have a choice between Tweedledum and Tweedledee, between suddenly two candidates, both of whom are globalists. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are both globalists, both favor big government. Mitt Romney is a lifelong liberal who pretends to be conservative so that he can run on the Republican ticket. But it's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. Amos and Andy, Laurel and Hardy, Martin and Lewis. Well, I guess this evening is Pastor David Whitney. And David, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and get your material and then begin to teach others about this most amazing document that separates America from any other country in the world. Because we have a government, we have a constitution where the power of the federal government is limited by the chains of the Constitution. So men can be free. Go right ahead, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we understand that. Knowing these truths we're sharing here on the radio is essential if we're going to take our country back. And the only way it's going to happen is if on a grassroots level, individual citizens communicate these truths to their circle of influence, the people that are their friends, family, people they go to church with. So we put together what we call a host kit. You're not actually, as an individual, doing the teaching. Teaching done by the video lectures that Michael Peruca, and I do a couple of those lectures as well, present the material such that the citizens can grasp what the American view of law and government is, what our founders said, the meaning of the founding documents, what the Declaration of Independence means, what the Constitution means, the Bill of Rights, subsequent amendments. A working knowledge of those documents is what this course will give you, as well as an understanding of how in the world did we go from that beautiful design of our founders we return? How can we restore this constitutional republic? So this host kit is designed to be a turnkey program. You don't need any background or any preparation and education. You don't need a degree in anything specialized. The average person can take this off the shelf and put together a class in their community. And if start right now. We have a number of classes starting around the country right now because they recognize they want to complete all 12 weeks before the election. They want to educate their fellow citizens in their community so that they will vote constitutionally, not vote based on party lines, but vote based upon a clear understanding of what it is that you're looking for in a candidate. And we actually, one of the lectures, we give a list of questions that you ought to ask anyone running for office. One of the most basic is this: what's the purpose of government? What's the purpose of government? And if a candidate does not give you a declaration of independence answer to that question, you don't want to vote for them. They're not going to help establish freedom. They're going to move us in the wrong direction. The answer to that question, by the way, is purpose of government, sole purpose of government, our declaration said, is to protect and secure the God-given rights of the people. Nothing else is the job of government. Not educating anybody's children, not cleaning up the environment. None of those things are the job of government on any level. But having those kind of penetrating questions and knowing the answers that are our founders' answers to those questions is what this course will do for you. People ought to either go to our website, and our website is theamericanview.com. That's all one word, theamericanview.com. And right there on the front page is a button to click to order a host kit. By the way, we also offer now this same course, the same lectures, the same student manual and all the materials and tests. We offer it online, so you can take it in the comfort of your own home, there with your own computer. So it's an online course as well as a DVD-based course that can be conducted with a group of people. We strongly encourage people to get a host kit and do that. If you want to call us at Institute on the Constitution, our toll-free number to get a host kit or to purchase any of our other materials, the toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796.
Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest this evening, David Whitney, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and please give us a call if you have a question for Pastor Whitney. But you have to understand our Constitution. Basically, of course, you can always say, well, I think that people are poor and need medical care should be taken care of, and I agree with you. But that doesn't mean it should be done by the federal government. It should be done at the local and state level. And basically, of course, most of the people who are so concerned about the poor and the elderly, you ask them how much money they personally are putting into this, you know, through independent charitable organizations, through certainly independent church organizations. They're not giving any money. They want to forcibly take money from you to give to the poor and the elderly because they think they need it, and maybe they do. But, of course, it should be done at the local level, certainly not at the federal level, because you can never tell whether people really need it there. The federal government is totally incapable of evaluating people's need. This is something that should be done locally and by people who really are compassionate. It should start with the family. It should go to the church. There is a place for local help, charitable help from local communities, but never give that responsibility to the federal government, because then, of course, you create a situation where people will vote for the people who promise to give them the most. We have 46 million Americans on food stamps. How many people on food stamps are going to vote for any politician who says we ought to do away with food stamps? We have certainly over 56 million Americans on Social Security. How many people are going to vote for a politician who said, look, This system is bankrupt. There's not going to be any money there in a few years. If we want to save America, we're going to have to do away with Social Security. He's not going to get any votes. The same thing with Medicare. The same thing with all the welfare benefits. What we do never want to allow the federal government to provide for the people, because the government can provide for the people must regulate and control the people. And no one ever talks about these principles of government, which at one time were well known by every American citizen, and today are seldom learned until people are in the latter years of their life. David, you go right ahead. And again, if you're out the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, when we move from Article 1, Section 9 to the number 5, that is the fifth item on the list of things that the federal government is prohibited from doing, in a sense, it's almost a prohibition on the states, but it's also emphasizing that the federal government is see that this does not happen. There's no tax or duty shall be laid on articles exported from any state. One of the problems that occurred under the Articles of Confederation is that states were treating one another as if they were foreign countries. So if a good was manufactured in California and it was being sold in Nevada, as it crossed the state line, the state of Nevada would be charging California, the California businessmen, a tariff, an import tariff, to bring it into the state of Nevada before it could be sold. And what the founders recognized, this stifled trade among the 13 original states was not a good idea. In fact, before the Constitutional Convention actually met, they attempted to have a convention that would just deal with this issue of the trade problems. And they met here in our hometown of Annapolis, and unfortunately only five states came to that convention, so they really weren't able to make any progress on resolving the trade issue. This statement right here in Article 1, Section 9 resolves that trade issue by stating there's going to be a free trade zone among all the states that are in the Union. If a state is part of the Union, nobody exporting anything from that state to any of the other states will be charged a tariff, and no goods coming across the border from any other state will be charged a tariff at all. Now, the one exception that the court has kind of said are permissible is that states could have inspection fees. So say some fruit in California is crossing the state line. The other state, the receiving state, could charge an inspection fee to see that disease and so forth is not coming across the border with that fruit. So that was the only thing that the courts have, I think, wisely said could be, because it's not exactly a tariff or an export fee. It's simply to have the function of inspecting those goods that may bring harm into the other state. And this was a tremendous boon economically. As soon as the states who ratified the Constitution, nine states initially, and two more, they created a free trade zone among themselves that enabled them to prosper immensely. In fact, the final state to come into the Union, Rhode Island, they remained outside the Union about a year and a half after the other states had joined the Union. But the reason Rhode Island decided to join the Union was exactly for this reason. They knew that that free trade provision of the Constitution was economically a wonderful benefit to them and would be a great blessing to them. Now, note the free trade zone here. It's among the states that are in the Union. It doesn't say that there should be a free trade zone with Central America or Canada or with the whole world, as the current politicians want to tell us. That's not free trade. That is stripping away of our industry and tariffs that would protect the industry of the country were permissible, and in fact was part of the responsibility of Congress to determine those rules about trade agreements with other countries. But this was an important provision, number 5 of Article 1, Section 9. Number 6 of Article 1, Section 9 deals with the same issue in another respect. It says no preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce or revenue to the ports of one state over those of another, nor shall vessels bound to or from one state be obliged to enter, clear, or pay duties in another state. And so violated the whole principle of the Commerce Clause. Regulating commerce was to keep commerce regular. That is, to have a level playing field and a free trade zone among the states, but no favoritism was to be played, saying we're going to favor this state over that state by the federal government. The federal government was never to play favorite when it came to commerce. But that's exactly what it does now in its abuse and misuse and misinterpretation of the Commerce Clause. It plays favorites sometimes with certain states, but quite often with certain businesses, usually the business that's been paying for the campaign of the particular person who's foisting this piece of legislation in Congress on the rest of the country. Favorites are being played economically. And whenever favorites are played, government does a terrible job of picking the winner. It doesn't pick the winners ever. Why? Because God has not designed human civil government to function effectively in regulating commerce in the sense of picking winners and losers in any particular business or any particular field. It's just not their function. And they do a terrible job of it. And basically, when the government picks a favorite, it creates a monopoly. Sometimes those monopolies are not just one business, but several businesses are selected or a bad agreement is entered. When you get big business and big government in bed with one another, that's the essential definition of fascism. You know, people think of fascism as Hitler and so on. No. Fascism is big government and big business in bed with one another. That is, the big business lobbies and gets what they want out of big government because they pay for their re-election campaigns of the incumbents who are there for 20 and 30 and 40 years.
And if anybody doesn't understand, who is putting up all this money for Barack Obama? Why Goldman Sachs, the other major banks? Who's putting up all the money for Mitt Romney? Why Goldman Sachs and the other major banks? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same people putting up the large sums of money to buy both political parties. They've done it for years. They do this with senators. They do this with presidential candidates. And believe me, they do this with congressmen, with Jack Abramoff, who is a lobbyist, was interviewed a couple of weeks ago on 60 Minutes. And if you haven't seen that interview, it's between Jack Abramoff and Leslie Stahl. Why, Leslie asked him, you know, how many congressional offices did you control? He said about 100. He controlled 100 congressional offices. There's only 535 in the entire Senate and House of Representatives, and one lobbyist controlled 100 of them. And he did it simply by favors and gifts, but mostly by buying the support of the people who worked for the congressman. And the people for the work for the congressmen and for the senators then would control them. One of the tricks he used was, of course, if he wanted to control that senator, why or a congressman, he would say to their chief of staff, well, you know, when you certainly leave Congress and get tired of working here, why don't you come to work for me as a lobbyist? You'll make a lot more money. And when this person showed some interest, at that point, Jack Abramoff knew he controlled that legislature, and that's how the system is played, ladies and gentlemen. We have a corrupt system. We have the finest congressman money and senators money can buy. Why? Because they have power and they can dispense favors. The whole purpose of law is to take from one person and give to another. Limit the power of government. Limit its ability to give special privileges to special groups or industries or individuals. And, of course, at that point, you can have freedom again. But until you limit the power of government, then freedom as we know it will simply be remembrance of things past. Our guest this evening, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, our guest, has been Pastor David Whitney, and he's simply pointing out that the Constitution is there, it's the law of the land, but most people don't understand it. I certainly, in this section of the Constitution, he's talking about the restrictions on acts of nobility, knighting our people, and yet, George Bush has been knighted, and General Schwarzkopf has been knighted, and all sorts of people receive these knighthoods, and this is unconstitutional. So why do we allow it? Why, very simply, because most people don't even understand what's going on. And because our leaders, of course, really are working hand in glove with the nobility throughout the world, establishing a new ruling oligarchy and totally ignoring the stipulations of the Constitution that they have sworn upon a Bible to uphold. And it's because they don't believe in the Constitution, they believe in a ruling oligarchy, or they want to go along and get along because congressmen get a great pension when they retire and great health care. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is what our founding fathers feared, is that our elected representatives would be more concerned with themselves than in preserving the freedom of the American people. David, thank you very much for being with us. God bless. We'll look forward to having you back with us again next month. And this is the time, of course, when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out in the listening audience to help us. If you want, of course, to understand the Constitution, why, of course, I have a four-tape set called The Foundations of Our Freedom. If you want to understand Agenda 21 and the subversive plan to undermine our Constitution, Orlene Kohler's book by Stealth and Deception, or Orlene Kohler's book on smart meters. We've got a great 4-CD set on smart meters. We have, new talk by Michael Shaw. It's on Agenda 21. If you want to understand how Fidel Castro came to power in Cuba and how he was brought to power, with my State Department knowing he was a communist? You need to hear my talk on the World Revolution, and there you'll hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, in 1959. He will tell you the State Department knew Fidel was a communist. I said the CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew Fidel was a communist, and that's why they brought him to power. You see, you have to have enemies. If you don't have an enemy, how are you going to rally the people behind government? And of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit with Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit with David Rockefeller. It's all a game, ladies and gentlemen. If you doubt it, get David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have it here. Read page 405, where he talks about his membership in a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States and how proud he is of that fact. And the fact that, well, of course, the only person who ever brought this out was Glenn Beck. And, of course, shortly after that, he was fired by Fox. You're not supposed to hear these things, so you want to get the DVD, The World Revolution, David Rockefeller's memoirs, Orlean Kohler's book, By Stealth and Deception, Orlean Kohler's book on smart meters. You want to get certainly my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, to find out how we finance the communists, how we finance the Nazis, how we finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War when they were killing our boys. I mean, here's an interview with one of the world's leading historians, Professor Sutton. And, of course, he paid a terrible price for telling the truth. And then, of course, you'll want to get my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee. That's The Deadly Deception, the DVD, The Deadly Deception. My interview with General Walt, a four-star Marine general, a Marine general speak. And then, of course, the other material, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope if you're in a position to help us financially, you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. And we're going to be talking about the master plan for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. And basically, this is put forward by the elite who rule the world, this little group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. There are not very many of them, but they're well organized because they exploit many people. They exploit the environmentalists. They exploit all sorts of other groups, but they're basically, this is all about establishing a one-world fascist government under their control, using the threat of the environment, using the threat of global warming, losing the threat of poverty, population, to justify the centralization of power in government and certainly the suspension of liberty as we've known it. Now, you have to understand that Agenda 21, there's a number of mnemonics for this. One of them I like, Agenda, and it starts off with A, agonizing transformation of America. And it certainly goes along with the idea that Al Gore put forward in his book of the wrenching transformation of America. Then G of the agenda is genocide. They've already killed several billion people or prevented their birth. They're killing millions of people every day by poisoning our water and our air. Why do you think the fertility rate in Bangladesh is down so dramatically? It's because they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the air and they're poisoning with vaccinations, and they know exactly what they're doing. And then AGE, of course, E has to do with the environment. They're using the threat to the environment to destroy the society. They're trying to destroy the economy of nations throughout the world. AGEN, they want N, a new world order. And AGENDA, of course, AGEND, of course, the D is for destruction. They want to destroy contemporary civilization. And then AGENDA, there is an ancient plan that is being fulfilled today. Now, when you understand that there is an ancient plan, this is not something that's new. It is part of a long-range plan that has been, they've been working for literally thousands of years to implement. It all involves creating this world government under the control of a ruling elite. And, of course, when you understand that, so much of what's going on today makes sense. And so, basically, of course, we would hope that you would, I'm hoping our producer can get the telephone number here. And hopefully we'll be getting Michael Shaw on the line in just a moment or two, because Michael is certainly one of the best informed people in the world on Agenda 21. He happens to live here in Santa Cruz, where I do. And what a pleasure it is to have him here, where we can talk to him and share ideas back and forth. He's on the front lines, certainly of this most vital part of this diabolical plan to destroy contemporary civilization. Anyway, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest for this next hour. And hang on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan and Michael Shaw is simply saying that you can't understand what's going on today unless you understand that we have a fraudulent monetary system. And basically, this whole system really began back in 1913 when they passed the Federal Reserve Act, a privately owned central bank that gave a few privately owned banks, banks owned by a few large families, the ability to simply create money out of nothing, to lend that money out of interest, or to create money so they could buy up the media, so they could buy up the major corporations, so they could buy off the politicians, so they could buy off the educational system, so they could infiltrate the religious seminaries and plant their people in key positions in both the Catholic and Protestant religion, and basically undermine the entire fabric of a free society. But you needed money to be able to do this, and we have a fraudulent monetary system today where the government is simply printing money. I should say not the government, it's this privately owned corporation. The Federal Reserve is not the government. The Federal Reserve controls the government. They buy and sell politicians, like, of course, they were buying and selling candy at the candy store. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, you just launched me forward to the next section of what I want to talk about, because I don't have anything to add to that brilliant rendition you just did. So, what a monetary system that's crooked at the root allows to happen is an overtaking of the economic system. Emil Rothschild, back in the 18th century, said, let me control the money, meaning the making of money, and I care not who makes the laws. The idea there being that if you can control the monetary system, you certainly can control the politicians. And I'll suggest that today that's precisely the case. Now, once you control the political system, you can begin the institution of the form of government that you want. Well, that leads us the action plan of Agenda 21. Because by viewing the globalist program called Agenda 21, or known locally as Sustainable Development, we can begin to understand what the objective of those who control our political economic society want to see. Because Agenda 21, in its own words, this UN-produced document, is a comprehensive plan for basically the remake of how society works. One of the companion documents to Agenda 21 actually says that if the population or society is to remain industrial, the population must be reduced by 85% on a worldwide basis. So by knowing that, we jump right into the tyranny that is Agenda 21, because we can see what the end objective of this program is all about. But let's move backwards to understand what it is that Agenda 21 seeks to do. It has three broad overlying goals. The first is the abolition of private property. That's a pretty brazen statement for someone to make. That there is a program, an internationalist program, that has been adopted in every county in America that has this cornerstone objective, the abolition of private property. Say, well, that can't be because, you know, I know Mr. Developer downtown, and he can build any one of those apartment complexes down in the newly redeveloped off section to downtown, and, you know, he wouldn't say that there's been a loss of private property. What I say to that is this. Our economic system under Agenda 21 is being transformed from one of free enterprise and private property to a system they call public-private partnership. That means you got to be a buddy with the government in order to build those stack-and-pack houses that you're seeing being built in every town in America. Well, why would that be, and how does that connect? The program of Agenda 21 calls for the stacking and packing of human beings in dense, what they call human settlements. That's what all the construction that we've seen for the last decade or two in core downtown areas where dense living circumstances have been and are being built. Many of these, you actually have no garage spaces, no places to put cars. In fact, Dr. Stan, this morning I read in the newspaper that San Francisco approved an ordinance that allows for the construction of apartments of 220 square feet and with a bicycle rack. No cars allowed. And this is for the upwardly mobile young people. This is the way it was being sold in the newspaper.
I think it's important that people understand they want to change our way of life. They want to get us out of our cars and get us onto bicycles. That's why they're putting all the bicycle lanes in. They want to get us out of large homes. They want to get us into multi-story buildings with small apartments there. And, of course, you'll live in the apartment. You'll be able to suddenly work on the first floor, and you'll be able to buy things on the basement floor. There'll be a railroad or a rail line there, so we can actually have transportation by rail, either by rapid rail or by streetcar, things of that sort. They want to change the entire structure of life. They want to markedly decrease the number of people in the world. They think there are too many people in the world. People are the problem. They have an entirely different perspective. They want to preserve wildlife. They want to take half the property in the entire country and put it into a wilderness area, another quarter into a barrier area, and there'll only be a small area where the people can live. And you say that is crazy talk. And yet, if you read their plans, this is what's underway. Why are they going to build a bullet train here in California, starting with a train from Bakersfield to Modesto for, I don't know, $8 or $10 billion? Who wants a bullet train from Modesto to Bakersfield? I mean, nobody's going to ride a train from Bakersfield to Modesto. We don't have the money for it. But it doesn't matter. This is all unrealistic. There are these people who want to control our lives, who think there are too many people in the world, are going to restrict the number of people either born or allowed to live. And that's what the Obama health care bill is all about, what I call the Obama death care bill. Understand, Agenda 21 is being implemented all across America. And the fact you've never heard of this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the good news there is, Dr. Tan, notwithstanding the fact that globalist interests control the media outlets, the word about Agenda 21 has really begun to spread. And the Tea Parties have been a big factor in that. The Occupy movement has had people pressing this issue. And as citizens begin to really discover this and pick up on the information that is now so readily available, fact, fully one quarter, we haven't talked about this yet, but one quarter of the cities with contracts with the ICLEI organization, that is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, they have contracts with over 600 cities across the United States, including New York City. And the purpose of these contracts is to imbue the local officials with the Agenda 21 policy guide. What the ICLEI organization is known for having written is the Local Agenda 21 Policy Guide. It's a big, thick document that we have at Freedom Advocates. And, you know, you've got 600 cities whose mayors have signed contracts with this organization in straight violation of Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits states or locales from engaging with international political organizations. And here they're doing it blatantly. They're incorporating all these climate change initiatives straight out of the ICLEI organization, all having to do with the bogus man-made global warming argument. And the citizens, by and large, are duped and have no idea this stuff is going on. But if you want to be a politician today, the corruption is so deep that you have politicians signing treasonous contracts without nary concern. That takes a system that has sunk to a very low corrupt level. But the good news in some regard in this context is that now fully, I've read reports of up to 150 cities, former ICLEI members, are disavowing their membership. Now, unfortunately, that isn't as good news as it may sound, because these cities are just having their fees waived as they try to duck attention. That's been the clever move by communities like our own, Dr. Stan. Santa Cruz has taken that policy. If they've withdrawn from ICLEI, of course, that's not the case. It's ICLEI ideology that runs Santa Cruz and so many places across the country, lock, stock, and barrel.
But the fact that at least they were forced to pretend to withdraw from it means, of course, as you say, that people are waking up and people are putting pressure on this. And as they talk about it, then, of course, the local governments have to say, oh, well, we're going to get to away with that. We're not going to engage in this subversive program. But they are, because countries, almost every community in America is, Michael has said, is involved with this International Council on Local Environmental Issues. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the even worse threat to American liberty are what's called COGs. These are councils of government. And ICLEI directs these as well. And that's why the problem is even deeper and thornier than what we've described so far. So when we come back from the break, we'll discuss these COGs and how they have overwhelmed America with a Soviet style of government.
And this is a Soviet style of government, ladies and gentlemen. This is a program by which, of course, you centralize all power with government. And, of course, there is no recourse. They are above the law. And the fact most people don't even understand this subversive movement is being implemented, well, we'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and Michael is certainly talking about the COG. The COG is the Council on Government, and basically these are regional governments that are not made up of elected representatives at all. They have one, certainly, in the Bay Area in California. It's called ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, and they includes all of the major governments up in the Bay Area except for one. And what they want to do is just change our planning commission, the requirements for building, and they want to change the way the new construction is built. They want to get people out of individual homes. They want, under one guise or another, get them into these stack and pack residences where they can be closely watched and monitored. They can have their cameras every place watching. They can have their microphones everywhere listening. They can have their GPS coordinates and knowing exactly where you go on your bicycle, because they want to get you out of your car. And people say, that's the most incredible. Really, American people are never going to give up their automobiles. But little bit by little bit, you notice more and more people on their bicycles. It's a slow, steady process of changing the way that people look at the world. They want, of course, here in Santa Cruz, they want, of course, by a rail line. And then they want, of course, to have trails along that rail line. And then they want to begin building these multiple high-rise buildings along the rail line so they can be 3 or 4 or 5 stories high. And people can live at the various stories. And then, of course, they can work on the first floor. They can purchase things on the ground floor, and everything will be regulated and regimented. And this is the utopian society these people want to put in. Well, it sounds like a communist society. It's all planned. We don't have any rights. And that's just what it's all about. It is a communist society, but it's not being imposed by Russia. It's being imposed by the elitists here in America who financed communism since its inception in Russia in 1917. Go right ahead, Michael.
Oh, and they financed Hitler in the 1930s and 40s. You know, so this drive for world government seems to be uniquely American-inspired, along with Britain, I suppose. But it's got Americans at this point in a deep hole. And fortunately, people are beginning to figure it out. And as that happens, I mean, there's a giant uproar by coming from informed citizens, no media exposure, of course, anyway, to the One Bay Area plan. You know, you go to these One Bay Area plans, and under the leadership of some very competent women, I mean, I know there's men involved too, but wow, this is a war. This is a real war. This is the ultimate war. And I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, from what I've seen, women are the ones who know how to wage it, start winning it. That's what we need to do in our own communities. We need to do the kinds of things the East Bay Tea Party are doing to the One Bay Area plan and bringing recognition to the Bay Area citizens of what it is that our government, our local government, doing the bidding of our national government, which is doing the bidding of the Agenda 21 process, and how it is that citizens working at a local level stand up and say, no more. Now, that doesn't mean they stop. Don't think it's that easy to win. But you know what? You can't win the ball game if you don't show up on the field. And Americans have been sitting back for too long, letting these political organizations, including these COFs and MPOs coming from the federal government and its legions of bureaucrats, so to dominate all decisions and all financing undertaken by local government. So it's time to wake up to ICLEI. You come out of your town if you're in your town. If you live in Central California, you can pretty well bet that it's in your town. And get your community, your county, and your city out of the cog. That's going to cause some repercussion because then you don't get the feeder dollars coming from the federal government. But as citizens, we need to understand those feeder dollars are only designed to give the power craft more power.
Amen to that. Well, certainly you'll want to get more information. You'll certainly want to go to Michael's website, freedomadvocates.org. Freedomadvocates.org, as a name, you need to have the information. You need to be able to determine whether your government is involved. Your government is involved. We can guarantee that. But, of course, Michael will have the information telling you how much. You need to get the information that is available there. And then, of course, you need to speak out. The subversive treasonous activities are here. They tell us the threat is communism. Threat's not communism. But tell us the threat is financial collapse. It's not financial collapse. It's Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Michael Shaw. We're talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about ICLEI, this International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. We're talking about this master plan to strip us of our freedom in the 21st century. These things are taking place. They're taking place very slowly, but progressively. They don't want to do anything too quickly because the American people would begin to wake up. But if you notice, of course, basically they keep putting in those bicycle trails every place and trying to get people to realize, of course, it's so healthy that they just get on their bicycles, get out of their cars. But they certainly want to talk against urban sprawl. They don't want people building new individual homes in the major cities. They want to get them into multi-occupant facilities, certainly into duplexes, triplexes, or maybe just into small apartments. And actually, they have sustainable communities over in San Jose, and you can actually go over there and see them, where, of course, they have the shopping on the first floor, the work on the second floor, and the people living on the third, fourth, or fifth floor. And, of course, they try as much as they can to do away with garages because they don't want you in automobiles. They want you so that you cannot travel great distances, so you will be totally under their control. And, of course, the cameras are every place. Everybody has a number. Suddenly everybody has a card. They monitor your telephone calls to Echelon, all of your calls, not just for Terrace, all of your calls. If you don't believe it, look up Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. They have dossiers on you. The Office of Homeland Security has a dossier. The FBI has a dossier. The CIA has a dossier. DARPA has a dossier, and they correlate those in the fusion centers. Look on the internet under fusion centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. And then, of course, they can monitor you through the GPS. They can monitor you through the drones. Everything is in place for the totally controlled society. Now, before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with your website, and get the information that you offer. Go ahead.
Well, the website, of course, is freedomadvocates.org. And when you get there, you'll find more than a decade's worth of compilation on the matter of Agenda 21, sustainable development, and with some focus also on what we as Americans stand for, what the principles of our founding fathers were all about, and about how the real battle that we're describing here tonight, Dr. Stan, is the battle for humanity, because because as America goes, so goes the concept of unalienable rights or natural law. And without those protections, human beings become chattel to be rearranged in accordance with technological advance, chattel to be sacrificed at the whim of those who are in control. And it is only this concept brought to the world and articulated by John Locke and adopted by our founding fathers, the idea that every human being exists with his rights, personally. That those rights are natural to him. Our Declaration calls them unalienable or unalienable, meaning that they simply can't be overridden by any government power. That's why the American government is limited in scope.
And that is, of course, why these people want to do this. They have to do it very subtly, very quietly, because what they're doing is subversive. This is a massive, subversive, treasonous effort organized and coordinated across America while they keep our attention focused on the danger of Chinese communists. We're doing everything we can to build up and maintain the Chinese communists. That's why we give them special trade concessions. They want to focus our attention on the wicked Russians or on the wicked Fidel Castro or on the wicked Chavez down in Venezuela. The enemy is not in Russia or in China or in Cuba or in Venezuela. The enemy is right here in the United States. And we've worked for the great tax-exempt foundations and the people of great wealth who are pushing this. And let's go, of course, right now to Bill is calling us from the Tri-City. Bill, do you have a question for our guest?
Sure. So this scenario that you were describing where obviously the people are to be monitored within the building and have their job on floor two and their items that they need to buy on the basement and on the top have, the recreation area or whatever else. I mean, this whole kind of scenario. Is this to occur after they kill the millions of people, or is this to occur because it's happening gradually where they're building these smaller areas for people to live? So is the idea basically get rid of enough people first so you have a small, controlled, malleable amount of people to be able to put into the new system? Or is, how does the sequence play out, or is there any
Bill, let's ask Michael that. Basically, Bill wants to know, is this going to come about, this whole scenario you're describing, after they've limited the population, or before they've limited the population, or will they occur together? Go ahead.
Well, they don't care, and they don't tell. So I think one can speculate, but that's what it would be, it'd be speculation. I think what they're doing is they're building their sustainable cities, their smart growth dynamics. They're building those until the currency.
And I think, Bill, you have to understand they already have their programs for abortion, contraception, and sterilization in place. They already have their program for euthanasia in place. It's called Living Wills, end-of-life care, hospice. But then they have all their other programs that certainly involve certainly the poisoning of the food, the suppression of treatments for cancer, the various things that they're doing as far as our in medical care that is actually promoting cancer. And basically, this is a multi-level program. So I would say they're doing both of these things at the same time. Step by step, they want to limit the population of the world dramatically. But in the process of doing that, they're going to transform our living conditions. And both things are taking place, I believe, right at the present time. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, and then they try to make it look like it's this nice, happy thing that everybody's riding bicycles and being recreational, and it's really, yeah. And then the wars as well is also killing off a lot of people. So,
And I believe it's going to the coming war in the Middle East between the class of civilizations, the Western world against the Muslim world. I fear this is going to be a terrible, terrible bloody war. But you must understand the whole idea is to bring these conflicts in fierce and exaggerated form. So out of the horror of all this, the people will go along with this new world system they're planning. Anything else you want to say, Bill, before we let you go?
Yeah, I just think that obviously there is a scheme for their promotion of everybody be healthy and exercise and do all these things because basically they're trying to create these super fit citizens that will just go along with whatever they say. It's kind of like a subconscious militarization of the population, kind of like a soft militarization for the civilians. That's the way that
Bill, do you think they're being successful?
Yeah. So yeah, it's not good.
Okay, fine. Well, Bill, thank you very much. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Okay, go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I'm not so sure they're being successful. If that's the objective of the globalists, I think the tendency is that Americans are waking up, and as that happens, there becomes a real chance for recovery. And by recovery, I mean reestablishing our free nature and our free nation. Because it's my argument that I've made in some detail that the American people have lost the second American Revolution. It was a revolution for which there were no shots fired, and we now need to prepare for the third revolution, which is another battle without shots to be fired. We simply need to take back the clever overhaul of our government that the international forces have been infusing us with for the last 100 years. We need to wake up and cleanse ourselves of this bad habit and throw the globalists out of the American governmental system. And we need to start with our school boards, move our ways up to the county board of supervisors. When we've got enough counties in a state control, then we can get a state government. But if anybody thinks that this federal government is going to get cleaned up by anything going to happen in November, they're sadly mistaken.
And so what you're advocating is that we think locally, but we act we think globally, but we act locally. Think globally, but act locally. Get involved in the local organizations, the school board, the water board, the city council, the board of supervisors. Learn your way around the system. And then, of course, bring a voice of sanity and block their efforts. And the other side is scared to death because I think you're absolutely right, Michael. I think there is a growing awakening thanks to your work and the work of so many other people. And people are getting involved locally. And that's where we have to really put our first emphasis. Remember their slogan, which I think is a great one. Think globally, but act locally. Go right ahead.
Well, I've changed that on my own behalf here maybe a decade ago. And what we like to say is think national, act local. Because it's this international thought that creates the problem. If any American thinks that an international government is going to be designed that reflects American values, then that person simply must be living on Mars. Because the globalist government being discussed today is that of ultimate tyranny, where all power and all control is vested in a central authority, where private property is abolished. Remember, it was George Washington who said, private property and freedom are inseparable. And that's something the American schoolroom has forgot to teach. And that's why I say it's dangerous to have your children in government schools, because the second tenet of Agenda 21, did not address today, is education. And the education of Agenda 21 is education for global citizenship. You know, and the system's working. 2 years ago, there was a poll of that year's high school and college graduates, and over 50% of them did not define themselves as Americans. The educational system is working. They define themselves as global citizens. Now, once we become global citizens, we need to understand that means we are chattel of the ruling elite. That means whatever they decide. And all those terrible movies we watch about ancient times are the kinds of circumstances that humans lived in. Is a circumstance that can be revisited because all of Western history was driven toward the creation of mankind's greatest achievement, which was the development of the United States, the creation of the United States. And today we've thrown that away, and now we're about ready to buy this globalist claptrap under the synonym Agenda 21. But we need to wake up. We need to recognize reality, what's going on, and take local action. Because that is, as far as I can see, the only salvation. Free people.
I agree with you, Michael. I think it's so vitally important, and that's why I do what I do. That is why you do what you do. One more time, I want you to get your website out and your telephone number so people will know how to get in touch with certainly your organization. Go ahead. Freedom Advocates. Go ahead.
FreedomAdvocates.org, and it's easy to find the website. You know, if you're a student, you can spend a long time at our site, really exploring nooks and crannies of the whole Agenda 21 dynamic. And you know, if you're just a real citizen and you want to understand this dynamic, you know, you're not going to learn it all in an afternoon. But, you know, you take on a steady program of learning and study, and you'll be ready to enter what I call is the ultimate war. It's the war between globalism and the United States. It's not a war being fought by soldiers. It's a war being fought by a fifth column against the citizens of the United States. And once we recognize that, we'll win. But we've got to accept reality. Make a commitment, then our children and their children will have the same kinds of opportunities that we always expected to face in our own lives. And yet today we find that we're facing an emergency, and the circumstances have to call for right action. So each person has to decide what's right and move along the path. And once you get on the path, you know, it actually brightens life. Because there's a job to be done. So let's get busy.
Amen to that. And people have to understand that this is a war that is being waged against America today. The enemy is not in some other country. The enemy is right here in the United States with people who have a different world agenda. They're globalists. They believe in creative destruction. They openly talk about the, as Al Gore did, the wrenching transformation of America. They want to change our structure of our society. They want to destroy the existing society, and that is why they refer to creative destruction, and that is their term, not mine. The agonizing, certainly the wrenching transformation of America is a term used by Al Gore in his book, Earth in the Balance. Till people understand this is not imaginary, it is very real. You can read their publications at certainly Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org. Go right ahead there.
Well, let me make a little summary of what I think is important. Once somebody understands Agenda 21, what becomes important is what to do about it. And I think the big vulnerability out there for the Agenda 21 movement is their exposure through the ICLEI organization and through your local cause. Because if you can neuter those two organizations working in your local community, then globalism starts floating back in the global world and not at the local level. And that's what we've got to do, is uproot this globalist movement from our own community. And that means getting ICLEI out, getting your community out of the cause. Reestablish the nature of state rights so that the federal adoption of the UN's Agenda 21 program not be shoved down your throat.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
For
many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest
Hello and
you call
welcome
today.
To the Health Ranger Report.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess Ben Ron, and this is the Michael Shaw. We have Ron calling from Wisconsin. Ron, we're out of time. Do you have a quick question?
Well, a quick comment. Yesterday, I lived here near Madison, Wisconsin, right. One of the most liberal cities in America, and the local newspaper, the Sunday paper, in the local section has a huge article about the anti-Agenda 21 forces in the state of Wisconsin and how they're making an impact. And nationwide, it talks about this and the Tea Party groups and going to local government meetings and opposing Agenda 21. It's just an amazing article to read what the grassroots people are doing and Tea Party groups and rising up against it. It's really wonderful.
Well, just keep pushing it and keep talking about it and make copies of that and distribute that. If you've got a good article,
yeah.
Make sure you get that to as many people as you can.
Wisconsin State Journal, local section of Sunday's paper yesterday. Michael could probably look it up. It's
okay,
quite
fine.
An amazing article.
Do you have a thought there, Michael, before we let you go?
Well, I'd say first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight, then they lose.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate both of your calls, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you for your financial help, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you're in a position to advertise with us, we would love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. To understand what this is about, let me suggest the book By Stealth and Deception by Orlean Kula. By Stealth and Deception. Smart meters are part of this as well. We have a book on smart meters. We have a 4-CD set on smart meters. Population control is part of this. We have Usani talks on population control. Population control, the covert agendas, a talk that I gave recently. And then, of course, we have my 4-tape sets on population control. We have a talk called None Dare Call It Genocide. And we have a talk on population control, actually. It's population control, the covert agenda, and then the planned reduction of the population. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a new DVD that was done last October at our conference by Michael Shaw, our guest tonight, on Agenda 21. That's Agenda 21, and we suggest you get this material. You memorize this material, you begin talking.
Hey, Head and Shoulders users, how long since you worried about flakes?
Since before jeans were this skinny.
Not since us three got a haircut.
Let me suggest.
Not since my first 29th birthday.
Head and Shoulders, scalp and hair beyond compare.
Start you off with behind what's going on. And there really is a secret society out there, not imaginary, but very real. And there's not just one. There are many of these secret societies, and the fact that they exist and you've never heard of them is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Let me suggest some DVDs, my talks we've given, or interviews we've done. One is, Chris, called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, and of course it goes into how we finance communism and Nazism. Yes, in the North Vietnamese, during the Vietnam War, when they were killing our boys. My interview with Norman Dodd, Dangerous Deception. Norman Dodd was the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to